Welcome back to the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. So many things that we've learned early in this year of 2020. We've learned that we can get doctor's appointments done by not going to the doctor, but by seeing them on our computer screen or on our phone. We can do these things, and we don't have to drive to the doctor's office, and we don't have to sit in the waiting room. And when it comes time for our appointment, we'll get a little notice on our phone, and boom, there it is. It's the evolution of healthcare, because so many things can be done remotely now. I mean, frankly, it blew my mind. You know, they can check your blood levels, or have you check it, have you share it, your blood pressure, you know, your weight, everything that's going on. The doctors can do all sorts of things, and it's more efficient because you don't have to get up and drive and sit and wait and drive. It happens in real time and usually from the privacy of your own home. Here to talk more about it is Tom Prez, the Senior Vice President of the Sparrow Health System at Sparrow Hospital. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. Now, what you guys do, My Sparrow is all part of this new world of high-tech medicine, if you will, where we have a chance to see our doctor, talk to our doctor or the nurse or whomever it may be for updates back and forth. Man, it happened fast, but it is happening and it's still evolving, right?
It is, and we've had MySparrow available to patients for, you know, quite a few years now. We're up to over 150,000 people in the region that use it, but it, what you just described is exactly accurate. Just recently, it's really gone to another level in terms of what we've been able to deliver to patients and the convenience that it's meant for them.
Well, it's forced people to say, okay, what are my options? Because for people to say not going to the doctor, well, that's not an option for a lot of folks, right? Not seeing a doctor, but, you know, driving during the pandemic and so forth, that became problematic. Seeing a doctor in person, people didn't want to go to the emergency room. People didn't want to go to the clinic. People didn't want to go see their doctor in person because they didn't know, am I at risk? Are my family members at risk? So it was kind of a crash course. Is that a fair way to put it? A crash course in telehealth.
It is. We really were forced as a society to use technology more than we had before. And we were fortunate at Sparrow that we had made some significant investments. So we had a really good foundation in place with our technology and specifically the MySparrow app to be able to turn on things like video visits. I do think it's important, Steve, to make sure that people understand that especially at this moment, it's safe to come to the hospital. It's safe to go to your provider or Sparrow Medical Group office. We don't want patients to be reluctant to do that. We've, you know, taken all kinds of precautions, and we know how to do this to make it safe. However, we have utilized the technology, as you just mentioned, in some ways been forced to, and it's been exciting for us that are in the technology business to see the number of video visits. We now can do a video visit through the MySparrow app. Just with a couple of pushes of your thumb or your finger, you can get to a Sparrow urgent care provider and have a video visit. You can schedule a video visit with your Sparrow primary care provider. And these are the actual Sparrow providers that are in our community that you have a relationship with, that you are used to seeing and communicating with on a regular basis. So it's been a really exciting development.
Yeah, very exciting development, to say the least. Tom Prez here, Senior Vice President of the Sparrow Health System. I mean, it was good news that you were already down the road of investment into this technology, already on the cutting edge. And so you were able to be, I think the word might be, more nimble in reacting to the things that happened so fast. For so many people, I mean, the pandemic came on so fast. It went from being not much of a concern to everything locking down in a few days' time, it seems, looking back. So the fact that you were able to be ready to react and ready to respond and ready to continue with patients is very commendable. I tip my hat to you guys.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that. We did go from almost zero video visits to doing over 1,000 in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks when the pandemic hit. As I mentioned before, and you talked about, the MySparrow capabilities have been there for a while, and patients have used it in the past to electronically message with their provider, to request prescription refills, to check their test results. So COVID test results can be seen securely and privately in the MySparrow app. But when we added the video visits and we were able to do so quickly, people really appreciated it.
And let me tell you, for anybody that is listening, today one of my children will have a virtual doctor's appointment on a video screen through Sparrow with one of your doctors. It's going to happen here in about an hour. And it's so easy to set up. She went into My Sparrow and set up an account, I think is, which I didn't pay much attention. I'm not an IT guy, Tom, but I think she jumped online and set up an account and has some, you know, passwords and so forth. And now it's all set up. And we're a couple of hours away. Don't need to drive back for the appointment. You know, don't need to do those things. And so I say it's efficient. And as I have found out, because I had one similar myself here a few days ago, it's efficient because we don't take the time or the resources to drive in, to sit in the waiting room, to wait and see. It's very time efficient for the patient. And as a result of that, the patient gets to spend more time talking to their doctor, which isn't that a bonus?
It is. That's exactly correct. And we've done some things recently to streamline that registration process. So if you don't have a My Sparrow account, it's now just a small screen of information, your name and a few other things. You can have an account within 30 seconds if you're over 18. And so if you don't already have a My Sparrow account, you can quickly get one and access all of the features and capabilities that we've just talked about.
Yeah, and it's so terrific. Even if it wasn't the pandemic, let's just say it's summer, and you're away from home and you want to just check in with your doctor. How easy is that? Hey, doc, I'm having this issue. I have a question. Boom, get a virtual appointment. Don't have to go to the hospital. Don't have to go to the doctor's office. How do I adjust my blood sugar? Or what should I do about my blood pressure? Should I change my meds? Whatever the question may be. So easy to do that. Tom Brez, I mean, this is a seminal moment in healthcare in America and for the world, I believe. I'll give you the last word.
Well, thanks, Steve. Just want to let people know if they want to get to it, it's on the App Store or at sparrow.org/mysparrow. And I think you nailed it. We had to use the technology for a period of time. Now people are comfortable with it, excited about it, and I think it's going to be here to stay.
And I hope that it is, because it's convenient as well, and that's key in a busy world. Tom Brez, Senior Vice President, Sparrow Health System, here on the Steve Guru Show in the No Panic Zone. Tom, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you.